Oh, hi, Joseph. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Pretty good, and you?
I'm good. I'm in the cancellation department, and I just wanted to follow up with you because I saw that you recently signed up with us, and then you sent
me I didn't realize everything that it pertains. I guess I read the agreement, and I guess it's just not something I'm looking for at this point. I don't know. Kind of a lot.
I
mean,
see.
I understand it might be beneficial. I mean, I've been doing all right. So.
Well, here's the thing. I mean,
I don't have a bunch of people working for me or anything like that. I mean, I can only do so much as it is.
Understandable. Yeah, and that's one thing I wanted to kind of touch on based on the email that you sent, is that there is a solid book of business in your backyard right now. The problem is that Joe Martin Construction has a very weak internet presence, and this is something that will fix that for you, put you front and center, and get your phone ringing with new business. Now, since you're only one person, I want to let you know that one thing that we have to do to maintain our premier partnership with Google is that we have to make sure that the clients that we're working with are not getting overwhelmed. So let's say, for example, that it's trending where you would receive 25 new jobs each month. Perhaps that's biting off more than you can chew, and if that's the case, this would not help your business, and it would potentially hurt your business, right? So we have clients all the time call us and say, look, all I want is 3 to 5 jobs this month, or all I want is 5 to 7 jobs, but I want them to be a high-end client or a luxury clientele or someone that's willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping. And what we do to help them hone in on that demographic is we program into them in the keywords that will bring that high-end clientele, right? And then sometimes they call us back 6 months later and they say, hey, I've increased my crew. I have more work trucks now. I want to open up the floodgates and take on anything and everything that comes my way. And when that happens, we just modify the keywords to focus on volume, right? So I don't want you to think that we're going to just put, you know, Joe Martin Construction up there and then cross our fingers and hope that it works, right? We'll work with you each and every month as a marketing team to make sure that you're achieving that high return on investment. Now, one thing that concerned me about your email, and I think from a business perspective, I can rightfully see why you'd want to cancel, is that you put, I really don't need to pay $3,600 a year for advertising, right?
Yeah.
So nobody's asking you to do that because we're a month-to-month subscription for a reason. We go monthly because we're performance-based. So we allow you to try the program, track the revenue, track the jobs that you're receiving, and kind of pay as you go. If you're ever not happy, you have the opportunity to cancel the program at any time. However, nobody cancels on profit, and I know that you won't either. You know, I know that once you get a touch of what this will do for your business, you'll probably want to stick it out, continue with us monthly. You'll be with us next year at this time. But it also has to be, you know, very comforting to know that if you calculate that out, you're only paying $9 a day to increase your business, right? There's no contract involved, so it is fully cancelable at any time. And if that ever were to happen...
Isn't there, like, fees and stuff to cancel?
No. The only reason Andy sent you the terms and conditions, I don't know if you saw the pricing page on our website, but he put you into the Platinum package, which sells on our site for $599 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So he didn't charge you any of that. He actually waived the setup fee, and he put you in to the special pricing of just $299 month to month. So all we ask is that people go in and acknowledge that with their e-signature, because that ensures that down the road, the pricing never goes up and that you're always grandfathered into that rate. So yeah, there's never a cancellation fee or a hidden fee or anything like that if, you know, you were to get to that point.
I just don't want to bite off more than I can chew.
I don't think you will be, Joe. Here's why. Our demographic is we specialize on helping small to mid-sized businesses. We've serviced over 48,000 active clients all over United States and Canada, right? And we've been doing this for 19 years as a corporation. So a large volume of our clients are one-man and two-man operations, right? So we are experts in helping you pace the business. And I want to let you know that it's never our intention for someone to spend $299 a month with us and then just break even, right? Because if that's the case, it's nice, but it's not a smart business decision, right? Yeah. So it's our goal to make sure that every client of ours yields a minimum of a 10-to-1 return on investment, you know, meaning for every dollar you spend, you yield $10 in return. And with a program like this, you know, it's a no-brainer because we're already putting you where 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions where that high revenue is generated.
I mean, I already paid for this month, so I guess I'll try it for like 60 days and see how it goes. So
that's the
I do
smartest
have to,
thing to do.
I got to get I gave him a credit. I was on the road when I was talking to the guy, and I was doing a million things, so I really couldn't listen and talk.
Oh, my goodness.
And, you know.
I'm sorry to hear that. I know that when I talk to someone that's in the car, so driving, sometimes, you know, they're like, hey, I'll give you my credit card number and just set it. And it always makes me nervous because I'm like, I want you to keep your eyes on the road, you know. So let's reschedule the client interview. That takes about 20 minutes. And I have, well, what works good for
I do
you?
I gotta I can't have any more charges to the credit card I gave him, too, is another concern. I want to put it on my debit card and not. Because I just had to buy a new truck, and I got all these payments. I've been trying to get my credit score back up. So
one thing I will do for you is I'm going to put the debit card on file for next month, but I'm also going to apply an extra week of service for free on there because you signed up on June 2nd and today's the 8th, so I don't want you to feel that there was any missed time, you know. So I'm going to push the next billing all the way out till June 10th for you. And then if you decide to continue on June 10th, we'll already have the debit card in here, and that way you won't have any further charges to this card. Okay, so let me just fix the billing for you real quick so that I give you that extra time on the back end. And then for that debit card, is it tied into the same billing address on 148 Rocky Lane, or is it? It is. Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are. And hopefully you're not driving this time.
4264.
Okay.
9300.
Got it.
0124.
Okay.
2347.
Okay, expiration?
0627.
And the code?
322.
Okay. So that new card ending in 2347 is now stored for that June 10th payment. If you know, you have any questions before then, you can always call me. And then for the client interview, do you want the soonest available, which would be 11 o'clock Eastern, or do you want to push it out towards later in the day?
Later in the day is better for me.
Okay, so let me see what else we have available.
You got anything around 3 or after?
I don't have a 3, but I have a 4, 5, or 6 open.
4 will be at, right?
4, okay. So I'm going to book out an hour from 4 to 5 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 4:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then lastly, because Andy got you that special pricing that is not available to the general public, I do want you to go in and just acknowledge it with your e-signature just so that you're grandfathered into the pricing. So do you Do you want me to resend you that link?
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, I'll resend it just so you can click on it and do it. Incidentally, he also got you a website included for free. So do you have a logo or pictures or anything special that you'd like to put on the site? If not, we'll just use stock photos initially just to get it up and running, and then you could always add to it later.
I mean, I got pictures, but I'd have
Perfect.
To fart around on my phone for a minute.
Okay, so I will, I'll send you an email that will say reply to this email with your photos, and then that way when you it gets to us, I can send it to the technicians. And if you don't have time to do that today, don't worry about it. As you send the pictures, we'll actually get them updated for you. So I'm just looking for that text so that I can resend it. Local spot. Okay. It'll say local / initial invoice in the email, but when I resend that, it will re-trigger the text. So you should be getting a text in just a moment that says, thank you for choosing local /. So even though you did this on the 2nd, it should send you a fresh one. If not, we'll go into the email. Oh, I didn't send you a fresh one yet. Let me see if that's still in the queue. I'll refresh my page here. Let's see.
I think I found it.
Okay. If you see that one that says locals are the local / initial invoice, you can just click on the link in there. That takes you to the page that says Terms of Experience. All you have to do is scroll to the bottom, and there's two boxes you have to check. One to show that you received text messages.
I just did that. It brought me to the local / username password.
Excellent. Okay. So you don't have to worry about that right now. I just wanted to make sure that the pricing gets locked in, but you do have the username and password in your welcome email. We included that for you in that welcome email. So, and then let me just fix the client interview time, because I see that you got a text that you have a client interview from 2 to 3 Pacific, which would be 5 to 6. So I think that the technician earlier had maybe rescheduled it for a later time zone, but I just nailed down that 4 o'clock appointment for you. So, okay, so other than that, Joe, you're all good to go. So welcome aboard. I'm so glad you made the decision to continue, because I know that this will be absolutely phenomenal for your business. So you're all set for now, and the technicians will be calling you around 4 o'clock today, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Have a good day. Bye-bye.